Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, the biggest stories overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. And Connor, I'd imagine this first one, it's been in the drafts for a while.
Yes, in the least shocking news of all time, Darvin Ham has been fired by the Lakers. He is 90-74 over a two-season tenure with a Western Conference Finals appearance and an inaugural in-season tournament championship.
That didn't save his job, you mean? Damn.
Did you see that resume?
That's tough.
It's incredible.
That's tough. And also, you know, all those close games they played with the Nuggets the last 2 years, that didn't save his job either.
Well,
that's what the Lakers hammer home is. Oh, it was 4-1, and then we got swept as well. But those games, they were all so close. We had a lead in every game of the series when we lost in that gentleman's sweep this year. So we weren't that far off. But that didn't save him either. I mean, Darvin Ham, the truth of the matter is, I know that I've heard like Charles Barkley and Draymond Green come to his defense because I guess they're close with him. But the truth of the matter is, the guy was a cardboard cutout, as you've said, about this entire year. On the sideline, he just didn't do anything. Right? And his adjustments didn't work. You know, the Cam Reddish experience lasted way too long during the middle of the season. And the Lakers expect more. But I will say this. The Lakers, like this whole experience they have in this win-now window, because they want things to happen so fast because they've won so much in the past. This will be their eighth head coach since 2011-2012.
Wow.
And it'll be the third time in six off-seasons that the Lakers are looking for a new head coach. I will say this. I think we've seen in the NBA, patience does work. I don't think Darvin Ham's the guy you have patience with, considering he was a first-time head coach when he got this gig, and it probably should have never been that way. But we are seeing patience actually is a virtue in today's NBA. You look at the Nuggets and what they've done with Michael Malone and the fact that they are on their way to potentially repeat this year. It's interesting to see the Lakers just continually cycle through coaches, but this is kind of what LeBron does too. If you have a LeBron coach team, you sort of are in and out of coaches quick.
Yes. And with this announcement of Darvin Ham, they did announce that they will be hanging the banner, almost kind of didn't really beat the Nuggets. That is going to
almost
go up.
Almost kind of didn't
yes,
really beat the
gonna
Nuggets.
Yes, that's going to go up in the crypt next year. Yes, that's actual exact
almost
words.
Almost kind of didn't really beat the Nuggets.
We lost 4-1. Yeah, yes. That banner is going to be going up. I have some Lakers takes.
Okay.
I have some Lakers takes. So
are they fully workshopped?
They're pretty workshopped.
Okay,
they're
let's
pretty
hear.
Workshopped. I think Darvin Ham stinks. That's take number,
okay,
number
one. Okay, that's and I think that's a fair one.
Yep. Number two, I think the Lakers have fallen into the mindset of the big three still works. Because
yeah.
Here's my take. LeBron came up in the big three era.
Mm-hmm.
You could even argue he started it, even though the real beginning of it was the Boston Celtics when they got KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. But then LeBron came in and really kickstarted the quote-unquote big three era. Rob Pelinka saw that. LeBron saw it. And not only did LeBron see it, but he got confirmation bias within that by getting, you know, multiple rings from it. So I think that they've been operating the last few seasons trying to put together another big three. And it's just not going to work that way. Like, when you look at it, after that 2020 title, I don't understand why they broke up that team.
They should have just run it back with that team.
They traded their first pick in 2020 and Danny Green for Dennis Schroeder, and then they made a Russ trade. Do you know who that pick turned into?
Who?
Jaden McDaniels. Do you know who was two picks away from that?
Who?
Desmond Bane.
Could have helped yourself along the way.
It could have helped. So I think that Darvin Ham stinks, but I also think that the Lakers have been operating incorrectly with their roster.
Well, that's what I'm
now,
saying.
Now, hand
they,
up.
They want quick turnaround and quick championship.
Now, hand up. I thought the Lakers had a pretty damn good offseason, and they still won, I think, 47 games, so they still had a successful regular season. They just ran into a buzzsaw in the first round with the Denver Nuggets. I do think that they had the talent to maybe go a little bit further than that, but they just got a tough seeding. That being said, there are ways out of this. I do think that they need a true point guard. And basically what they could do is you have the option right now. You could try to sell low on D'Lo and go after a guy like Lauri Markkanen and then use the extra money that you would get from that to go after somebody like Tyus Jones.
Yeah.
They need a true point guard. They need more depth. You need to get the onus off of LeBron to put this team on his back because
he's going to be 40.
He's going to be 40 years old, and he had an amazing season for 39. But asking him to do it again next year seems like a tall task. So they just got to get more depth. They got to get more pieces that fit. They certainly need more shooting. And Austin Reeves is not the answer to the shooting. They have got to go find a real shooter. There are a few things that they can do, but Darvin Ham wasn't the problem, but he was a problem. So it's smart that they've moved off from
him. Now, here's an interesting point. You brought up the super team, you know, big three era and spending a whole lot of money on, you know, minimal pieces and then trying to surround those guys. I was looking at this today, and Bobby Marks put it out from ESPN, does a really good job talking about the cap and how much money teams are spending. Seven of the top 10 spenders in salary in the NBA this year are already eliminated.
Really?
And then the Clippers, who are two, are down 3-2, and they have an elimination game tonight where Kyrie Irving is looking at, you know, going 13-0 in closeout games. So,
damn,
listen,
really?
He's 12-0 right now in closeout games in his career. So it just shows, like, it's not necessarily about money. It's about seasoning your talent and developing your talent and moving from there and then adding, you know, role players along the way. We keep talking about that. Now, some of the names that have come up in this coaching search, Mike Budenholzer, I think that would be a fine hire.
Yep.
Kenny Atkinson.
Sure.
Okay.
Good coach.
J.J. Redick is still that wild card that's being mentioned.
Don't want his first job to be the Lakers.
And also, I do, listen, I think J.J. Redick is... I think he's built to be a head coach in the NBA someday.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that I get where people would have a problem with him just jumping straight in as a head coach, like sort of the Steve Nash deal. You know what I mean? It's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just to never have even been on a bench as an assistant coach to jump straight into being a head coach when there's guys like Mike Budenholzer and Kenny Atkinson and all these guys around just feels like you're jumping the line a little bit too far. But, again, I'm a big fan of J.J. Redick, and I think he could be successful as a head coach. I want to make that clear. And then the one that they really want, we don't have to hide this, it's Ty Lue.
Right.
But the Clippers, if I'm the Clippers, I don't get rid of Ty Lue. There's no reason to get rid of Ty Lue. He's done nothing wrong. I thought he did fine with this Clippers team this year. But now Kawhi's out in the playoffs, and that's just how it's been for him the past few years. There's nothing he can do in particular about the bad luck he has to deal with and the players he has to deal with. And I think the Clippers are in a situation where they have already re-upped 3 years, $152 million with Kawhi. Paul George may walk. We'll see what happens there. They may re-up James Harden, but they're probably going to try to compete for a year or three, depending on, you know, how Kawhi and his whole career ages the next 3 years, and it's been trending in the wrong direction injury-wise for a while. But I don't think their top of their wish list is probably Ty Lue. I don't think that's a real possibility.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And Woj went on today on ESPN, and he kind of said, like, it's, you know, they definitely want Ty Lue. I think that there's interest from Ty Lue to the Lakers as well, but it's going to be difficult to get that done. I think Mike Budenholzer would be a tremendous pickup for them. I think Kenny Atkinson would be really good for them, and I totally agree with you about JJ. I do think that he has the chops to be an NBA head coach one day. I would like to see him be an assistant, though, and maybe go that route first. I personally do not want JJ's first job to be a LeBron Lakers team.
But here's
I just
the thing
don't
about
want
JJ,
that for JJ.
He makes so much on the media side. I don't know if he'd hop at anything less than a head coaching gig. You know what I mean?
Like, that's also a very
good
point.
That's the issue.
Yep.
He is a media star in the NBA space. For him to hop out to be an assistant coach on the Lakers bench or the damn Hornets bench or whatever the hell job offer, because I'm sure he's gotten offered those in the past, it just feels like it'd be a step down monetarily and a step down in sort of your job security too. It just doesn't seem like it makes sense. I think if he was going to hop into the NBA, he'd have to have a head coaching job on the table for him.
Yeah.
But I think I agree with you. Hopping in with LeBron and AD and these Lakers and trying to deal with Rob Pelinka and LeBron's decision making on who comes in, that's not an enviable position year one as a head coach.
Yeah! Local NBA broadcast team rankings at Awful Announcing. Pete and Brevin were 7th. The New York Knicks were number 1. And dead last, no shocker.
Yes. Bob Fitzgerald Warriors. And Kalena Azubuike.
The most biased broadcast team I may have ever heard.
You know what their common score was? An F. They got an F. Pete and Brevin have been as high as 3 on this list in the past. I do not blame Awful Announcing in the slightest for their number 1 pick. Because Walt Frazier and Mike Breen, come on,
it's tough
man.
To beat that.
That's a cheat code. They've never been lower than 2 on this list for Awful Announcing. Nets with Ian Eagle and Ryan Rocco and Noah Eagle as their play-by-play guys with Richard Jefferson and Vince Carter. That's fair. I completely understand that. Antonio Daniels with the Pelicans and Joel Myers as a play-by-play. They're number 3. At 4, Bulls, Adam Amin and Stacey King. I think they should even be higher. They should probably be 2 or 3 in this list. Eric Collins and Del Curry, kind of interesting. It sort of depends on how you feel about
is that the
Eric
Charlotte?
Collins. Yeah! Oh, the screamer!
Get the dude!
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
So Del Curry is a good analyst, but it depends how you feel about Eric Collins, right? He is a very loud, very, you know, animated play-by-play guy, which not really for me.
I like the clips. Don't think I'd like to hear it every game.
Yes, I wouldn't want to hear that every game. Yeah. Especially, you're down by 20 most of the time with the Hornets. Miles Bridges! Dunk! You know, it's like, no, I'm good on that. And then the 6th would be the Timberwolves, Michael Grady and Jim Peterson before you get to Pete and Brevin. But I will say this. Their most common score For all the people at Awful Announcing is an A. And we're blessed. And we've talked about that on several occasions.
Yes.
They're so damn good at what they do. They try to, you know, they don't act as just strictly homers, even though they're on the Grizzlies broadcast. But they bring a good amount of personality to it. Pete's phenomenal play-by-play. Brevin is just like a walking encyclopedia of basketball knowledge when you sort of just look how he breaks down the game. Even at pre-halftime and post, some of the things that he sees that we don't see during the first half of games and at the end of the games and the sets they're running, he explains them thoroughly and perfectly. We are blessed here in Memphis, even a small market, to have these two guys calling games.
I truly believe that I am a smarter basketball fan because I've grown up in the city of Memphis and I've been listening to Pete Pranica my entire life. And then when Brevin got added to the broadcast, it just went up another level. We are really blessed in the city of Memphis to have tremendous talent talking about basketball every single day, whether it's on radio or on TV. Our market is really lucky because we could be San Francisco it's just a terrible, terrible homer. You don't really learn much broadcast.
Yeah. But I'll say this, like Pete does NBA TV games too. Like,
there's a reason he's asked.
Been noticed how good this broadcast team is.
And just like the special events too, having a person like Pete Pranica to be able to host those, like the Marcus All retirement ceremony, he did an incredible job rallying those guys together, keeping them on point, and getting the best stories out of them. He gave the audience exactly what they wanted because he's a conduit for all of us. He's asking all of the questions that we want to find out, and he did it to perfection.
Yeah, and Brevin, having played here, having been a vet for a long time, it's just the basketball knowledge that just radiates off him every single broadcast. It's unbelievable. 82 games they are out there at the best of their abilities. But that will do it for the Blitz. And I do, shout out to them. I think they should have been higher than 7, but
yes.
Hey, 7 ain't bad.
Hey, we'll take it.
7 ain't bad at all. They've been as high as 3, though, before. They've been as high as 3 on these Awful Announcing rankings. And by the way, I know you hear Awful Announcing. They're not hating on anybody. It's just they cover.
Well, they do a lot.
They hate on people when they say stupid things, but this is a legit ranking.
It's kind of freezing cold takes for broadcasters.
Yes, exactly, for the most part. But that will do it for the Blitz. We have one more segment left today, one more segment left in the week. So we'll come back and wrap up the Gabe Kuhn Show for the week next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.